as far as possible using homemade catapults and slingshots. The record was set in 2007 by a group of engineers from Boeing who launched a fruitcake 1,420 feet. That's over a quarter of a mile. As impressive as this is, Psalm 103 reminds us that God's love is so great toward those who fear Him that He's removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. That's why we celebrate Jesus' birthday, because Jesus came to make it possible for everyone who comes to Him to have their sins hurled far away. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, it's hard to complain about the weather for the next couple of days. Today, a lot of sunshine around, a very mild day for December with a high temperature up to about 64. Tonight, partly cloudy, not too chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Another great day with sunshine dominating, high temperature in the middle 60s, not bad in December, right? Then low 60s on Wednesday, clouds will increase, chance of an afternoon shower. Rain becomes likely Wednesday night, Thursday and Thursday night, then turning colder Friday as the rain comes to an end. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Celebrate the holidays in a brand new 2019 Buick Envision preferred from classic Buick GMC Cadillac and save up to $8,707 off the MSRP. Just pay $25,993. Always save at classic Buick GMC Cadillac at 833 Eastern Boulevard, Montgomery. Well worth the short drive from Auburn to save thousands. Experience the new Buick. Shop online 24/7 at classicgmcbuick.com. Stock number KB008727 up to $8,707 off MSRP of $34,700 with eligible trade-in and financing through GM with approved credit. All rebates to dealers. See dealer for details.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in 6 minutes after 10 o'clock.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's gonna take time.
All right, Jack.
Whole lot of precious time.
Still not gotten to the prison.
Oh, wow. One of our friends brought by a caramel cake, which sounds fair.
Yeah, it looked delicious.
Ray Brown.
I've not tried it yet, but it looks amazing.
It's a caramel cake, which is one of my favorites. But
I like...
I'm holding off.
Caramel's just burnt sugar, you know.
No, but burnt...
It doesn't get better than burnt sugar.
Just burnt to the right degree.
Oh. Beginning to be burnt sugar. Just barely carbonized. Our number 272-9228. It is 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. This is the second hour of News and Views. We'll have a big time. It's Monday. I know you guys are a little sleepy on Monday, particularly 5 days before the shortest day of the year. It's been overcast, gray, and drizzly for weeks now, it seems like. And look, I mean, hey, you turn to us for comfort and wisdom and entertainment and information. We're going to provide it. We're going to provide it. We're not going to shortchange you. You're not going to come out of here and say, well, that's 3 hours wasted. No, ma'am. No, sir. We got people like Randall.
Good morning.
Hi, Randall.
The hemp, is that got to do, is the biggest, how biggest holdup, you can tell us the truth, is it the pine tree industry? Are they so afraid that this is going to come in and make land, you know what I mean, that they can't just take it and sit down there in the middle of Alabama and pay 2 cents on an acre and grow all the pine trees they want for free? I mean, is that basically what's holding us up on the hemp?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't think it's on the taxation side of it. I would think, if anything, the pine trees might think that, or a lot of that pulpwood and stuff, I guess you can use hemp for just about anything, rope, and it's got a million industrial uses. I don't know if the cotton farmers are worried about it. I don't know if but I mean, if you got pine trees and you're worried about hemp putting you out of business, then grow hemp.
Yeah,
a lot of the cotton farmers worried about corn throwing them out of it, and they just start growing corn when corn got up to $8 a bushel. I mean, all these traditional cotton farms you saw all over Central and South Alabama, they were all growing corn a couple years ago. Now corn's come back down to $3.50 a bushel, so they're back to cotton.
So that pretty much sums it up. Because, I mean, like, in February, you can get anybody out here. I mean, we can go get all the free pine trees you want. You can go to Auburn Gill. You can go to your local high school, FFA, if you got one. You can get bundles, thousands. They just give them to you. You go out, plant them on, and, you know, you live out here, you got 20 acres. You go plant them 14 years down the road. You know, you cut them once and you plant them again. And it's cash. And it's a cash. It's a cash thing in Alabama. That ain't no joke about it. So many, we are missing so much money. And I think the big dogs are letting the little folks do this and keeping their mouth shut. I think it's time to step up, redo taxation on land in Alabama and make these pine tree people pay for the money they put in their pocket. I mean, I love international paper. I love the lawyers that own all the international paper land that grow the pine trees, and we get to hunt it and lease it while they ain't cutting it. But that government, you can't hold up Alabama for three people, and that's what this whole fuss is about with America. Y'all, you know, five global companies have held America up. And now Alabama got three people holding us up. Y'all, come on, man.
Make hemp great again.
Make hemp great again. Love you, bro.
Thank you. You know, our founding documents were written on hemp, Jack.
I'm all for it.
The Constitution of the United States of America, hemp. The Declaration of Independence, hemp. Our founders were hemp farmers. We need to make hemp great again. I don't know why the weed crowd always is pushing hemp, though. Just because it looks similar, I guess.
Oh, no.
That's what I don't understand. The pro-weed crowd, I think they'd be anti-hemp. Mess up their outdoor weed grow. All right, we'll move on from that. Our number 272-9228. I guess it's time, Jack, to get into the prison thing for just a moment. Because I don't know what's going on here. I'm a little disturbed, I'll be honest, about prison commissioner Jeff Dunn going to the contract review committee and asking for an $11.5 million outlay so they can study prisons before they've actually got a bill that says we're going to build prisons.
Right.
I think once you get the bill that says we're going to build prisons, then you go study prisons.
Right.
But $11.5 million, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. That's like all the money they collect off of the car title tax or whatever it is every year. I mean, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. You know, Bentley had the $850 million prison plan, and it failed. And apparently this current legislature thinks the reason it failed is because it wasn't big enough. Because now they're talking about a souped-up $1-point-something-billion prison bill. And I just... I don't know if taxpayers are going to be able to differentiate the gas tax increase that's going to pass. They're talking now about a 6-cent compromise. The tax bill, that the gas tax is going to pass, and then prisons. It sounds like you're taxing drivers to build prisons. That doesn't sound like infrastructure improvement to me. Sounds like prison improvement. And I will be the first to admit we need new prisons. They're dangerous. We don't have enough capacity. They put corrections officers' lives at risk. They put other prisoners' lives at risk.
Well, Baron, if you don't want your life to be at risk, don't commit a crime and go to prison.
That's not the way it works. Not the way it works. We don't put people in prison where we know they're going to die or have a good chance of dying. Or they're going to get raped or they're going to get beat up. I mean, that's just, that's not how you treat human beings. Have a compassionate heart. Understand that people don't get better when they're put in conditions like dogs in a kennel.
They come out worse.
They come out worse. You go out and you're a small-time burglar at age 17, 18, and you get pinched, and you spend 10 years in Alabama's prison, and you come out at 28 after being there for 10 years, now you want to murder people. I'm just telling you the way it works. No rehab at all being done in our prison. So we have a long way to go. But I just think it should be an open, honest, and transparent process, and what I've seen yet is that it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. Anyway, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. $1 billion. Who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, what's going on? Mike, you're on the air, my friend.
Yeah, hey. So, I'm from the old school. In fact, I remember when the old school was built. And I remember, I want to go back to the hemp thing. I remember when I found out that hemp was something other than what you made ropes out of. They made soap on a rope, and then I realized, that's smoke on a rope, I guess. But anyway, it's just a little joke there I made. So I worked in the prison system for about 9 years, and you're absolutely right about the fact that there's no rehabilitation, and there's a lot of people. I just finished writing a book. I've written a couple of books, and the thing is, there's a lot of people in prison that don't need to be there, but there's also a lot of people out here that should be there that never will. So I'm just kind of rambling today. I heard you talking about hemp, and I've never smoked it, and probably never will. But
I think if you smoked hemp, you'd have a hell of a headache. I don't think it would get you high.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't, I'm not much of a druggie. I don't, I got some prescriptions for blood pressure and stuff like that.
You take that most frequently abused drug in America, caffeine? You a caffeine abuser?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're a druggie. Don't lie. You're a druggie. You just like your drugs, yeah. Not their drugs.
Okay. That's my drug of choice, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a highly addictive, mind-altering substance, the most abused drug in America.
What is that?
Caffeine.
Oh, caffeine. Yeah,
without a doubt, the most abused drug in America. Creates mental illness, anxiety problems, sleeplessness, insomnia, weight gain. Caffeine is one of the most horrific drugs on the market today. If caffeine was manufactured in a lab in China, it would be highly illegal. I'm not kidding. You guys think I'm joking. I'm not kidding. I don't drink caffeine. That stuff's poison.
Well, here's what I do. I trick myself. I believe if you gave me, my father-in-law was a genius. He is a PhD in biomedicine or whatever. I mean, he's a really smart guy, but it really knocked him for a loop if he drank anything with caffeine in it. But I honestly can't tell the difference.
Yeah, well, you can't because you abuse it on a daily basis. If you stop drinking it, you'll feel like crap for about 4 or 5 days, and then about 2 weeks later, you'll feel better than you've ever felt in your life, and you'll say, why in the hell did I spend my whole life drinking caffeine? And you won't go back.
Yeah, they keep telling me that. Well, they tell me that aspartame is the culprit, but I don't think that's the problem.
Well, that stuff should be made illegal, too. All artificial sweeteners should be made illegal. Caffeine should be regulated like prescription medicine, like opioids.
Maybe so.
I agree. I think so. You should have to have a doctor's prescription to use it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're doing a great job. I appreciate it.
Oh, always, man. I know
Thanks,
you are.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. You want to call here and compliment us? You called the
what
right
about
number.
Stevia.
That's poisonous. That's all poisonous.
Yeah.
No reason for it. Just drink regular sugar. If you want something sweet, we got sugar and honey for that.
Yeah.
You don't need some chemical compound banged out in the lab that causes all kinds of side effects. Who's this?
I agree 100%. This is Trisha.
Hey, Trisha, I know you would agree.
But I am a caffeine addict, and I'll be the first one to admit it. I don't know how. I don't think I could.
Yeah, you could. Just give it up.
All right.
You'll feel better.
I'll think about that.
You'll sleep better.
But I was calling about Jeff Dunn.
Okay.
I know him personally.
All right.
I know his wife.
Okay.
And I talked to her a few months ago, and she said that he's implementing a lot of prison reform for rehabilitating inmates, and that may be why he's wanting to do the study. Would you want to have him on the show?
Sure. I'll have him, yeah, if you can get him on.
Just so you can get some insight on this.
I've got no
problem. Because I know you're interested in the topic.
I am, and he was very gracious and arranged for me to go visit a prison and tour a prison a few years ago from the program.
Yeah.
And so I've got nothing but respect for him. I don't dislike him at all. I'm just saying if we spend
if we spend
$11.5 million studying prisons,
yeah,
and then don't end up building prisons, well, that's $11.5 million we just wasted.
Well,
because this doesn't say that they're talking about reform and all this stuff. This says they're studying like what prisons they would want to build.
What
I'm trying to find?
Well, is studying what prisons they want to build? They already did that.
They're paying Hoare Program Management. That's a construction company.
Hoare.
Hoare. Yeah. Sorry. But hey, their business model's not too far off of the other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
whatever you want for some money.
They'll do just about anything to get paid. Sure, they have some hard limits here and there, but not many. $11.5 million to pay Hoare Construction, Hoare Construction.
They need to change their name.
Well, why? Label fits. I'm sure it's someone's name. Unfortunately.
Probably. Yeah, really. How about that? All right, well.
Yeah, talk to him.
Hopefully. I'm sure there's good motives behind it. I don't know.
Look, I'm not doubting the motives. There are a lot of people with really good motives in state government that forget $11.5 million is a lot of money. They just forget.
Oh, yeah. And you $11.5
million is a rounding error.
Yeah,
you know,
and that
represents a lot of hours people spend away from their family, working hard, blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, days off, missing Christmases, missing Thanksgivings, missing Saturday morning ball games, missing Wednesday evening ball games, missing church because they're working. And that's money that at 5% a lick comes out of their paycheck and goes to state government. And a lot of those politicians forget about all that sacrifice that generated each and every one of those dollars.
Oh, you're right about that. And, you know, this gas tax makes me mad because, you know, we're self-employed. And you can't imagine how much gas these contractors put in their vehicles.
Oh, I know.
Trying to make some money.
Yeah.
And, you know, we already pay enough taxes.
I hear you.
But, you know what's not taxed? And you just said something about the vehicle tax, tag tax.
Yeah.
Boat trailer tags are not taxed.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I went to get a boat tag, and I was like, what about the trailer? And they were like, we don't have to have a tag on the trailer for a boat.
Huh.
So that's a good source of revenue that we could get for the state.
Now, don't be double taxing the boat owners.
Well, you know, it's a luxury.
It is. And
if they need more money, it's a good place to get it. You have to have them in almost any other state.
They're floating around out there on their lakes and their rivers all rich and drunk.
Yep.
Trisha's strict, isn't she?
She is, man. She's wanting to go get some revenue. Go find untaxed revenue. We'll tax everything.
We need to educate some children, y'all.
Yeah, we'll tax. Then we'll tax them.
Yeah, exactly.
Tax them
more
for every
revenue.
Book they read. We'll be back.
Bye.
this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you thought about changing careers? Have you thought about getting into the real estate business? We have a new real estate class starting in January 2019. We meet every Thursday night between 6 and 9 p.m. This is a live class taught by me each week. We cover contract writing and negotiation, pricing and marketing of homes, taking title to property, investing in real estate, managing rental property, leasing property, financing a home VA, FHA, or conventional, how to run your business as a business, how to buy foreclosures and sell to others, setting up a corporation for yourself. Be ready for the new year with a real estate license. Start your own business in 2019. For all the details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Happy holidays from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter.
Hey, we are coming down the home stretch for the greatest time of the year. It's Christmas time, and at Marguerite's, we know how to do it. We make it at Marguerite's. Whatever you can dream of, whatever she's dreamt of, whatever picture you have, we're still making it at Marguerite's. That's what we do. We make it at Marguerite's. Whether necklace, pendants, earrings, ring, diamond, whatever you can think of, we'll make it for you. We'll get it done. How about our Christmas specials? $100. Tiffany-style diamond bezel diamond necklace. Unbelievable. 7 points. White, yellow, row gold. Come see us at Marguerite's.
During the season of travel and buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personalized discount card you received and come see us today. Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do.
Welcome back in 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. Blue Water Broadcasting's own News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Christmas season is upon us, Campbell.
It certainly is.
That's why I'm in such a good mood.
No, it's not.
It is too. I'm nicer this time of year. Do you know that? I'm letting callers just ramble. I'm not saying a word about it. I'm letting them go. I'm letting them be on topic, off topic. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get it. Craig?
Hey, how are you? First of all, I had the best bumper music anywhere.
I know.
Yep.
I tell people that all the time. We have the best bumper music and talk radio, period, end of story. That's a little LRB right there, Jack.
I know.
That's reminiscing.
Right. Well, hey, look, on this prison deal, this is my take on it.
Uh-huh.
All right. They have the lawsuit in front of Judge Myron Thompson that's been going on for things like now forever. If Commissioner Dunn goes and asks for this money to say, we need to study this, it's going to show a fake but a somewhat good faith effort in front of the courts. I don't think they're going to get the money. I just think it's a way to tell Judge Thompson, hey, we're trying to do something, but the legislature won't help me. And alleviates DOC, but it puts it back into the legislature's lap.
Yeah, but if you say the legislature won't help me and Judge Thompson issues some kind of a You know what they did out in California, yeah, where they issued an order and said release 40,000 prisoners or spend $2 billion update or $20 billion, whatever it was, updating your prisons. You know, if he issues something like that, it doesn't matter whether the legislature's complying or not.
You know, I agree with that. I think we'll get a prison bill. We're trying.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. I think we'll get a prison bill this year. Craig, I think we'll get a prison bill this year. I do.
We need one.
Like and all this other stuff, I don't know. But right now, with the economy doing well, surplus funds coming in, extra money here, extra money there.
It's the first year of the quadrennial.
Yeah, the people got 4 years to forget they spent $1 billion on prisons and chose prisoners over kids.
The county I'm from, we actually passed a jail tax. The citizens voted and approved a tax to build a jail. And that's something I never thought I'd see in my home county.
Home county?
Randolph. Okay. We're up in the boonies. We're probably in sunshine.
If I pay a jail tax, can I put people that I don't like in said jail? Or do I have to?
Wow.
I mean, there's only two.
I think we should have to follow the procedures.
Well, really only one. If I could just silence one person by putting him in prison the rest of his life, I'd be happy.
I ran a jail. Trust me, it doesn't silence anyone. they get to going, but it's I firmly believe that people deserve at times they deserve to be incarcerated, but at the same time they deserve to be treated with the most humane conditions you can possibly give them. Because if you're gonna take somebody's freedom, that's the greatest thing we have as American citizens, is our freedom, and you better do it right and make sure you're squared away when you do it.
Fair enough. Hey, Clint or Craig,
good call, Craig.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You too. That was a good call.
That guy knew what he was talking about. Piped in sunshine. I like that. That was cute. Our number 272-9228. Did I tell you I was in a big Christmas parade over the weekend, Campbell?
You did not mention that to me, Baron, as you don't mention many things to me.
I was surprised at the number of people who came out to see the Christmas parade in Wetumpka. The crowd was massive. I mean, massive. It was 6-8 deep in some places.
Why Wetumpka? Just out of curiosity.
Well, Blue Water had parades scheduled, and they were asking for drivers. There were four parades. I only had to drive in one. I feel like I succeeded. Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. So I got drafted for these.
How did you drive?
I drove the big Sprinter van. It was fun. Had a big time. But yeah, there were people everywhere. People everywhere. I mean, a ton of people everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. I did not know what to expect. It was gray. It was overcast. It was cloudy. It was cold. I figured maybe 500 people show up. 500 people for the first turn. And there were like 20 turns. There's a lot of people.
That's great.
It's a great turnout. We talked about a lot of civic pride. A lot of civic pride. Or hungry people, because people were throwing out candy. One or the other. I'm not sure which.
Really?
But it was fun. It was fun. I think the Millbrook parade got canceled and is not being rescheduled.
Did you honk the horn?
No, Jack. Why would I honk the horn?
Well, you were driving.
I know, but I don't want to scare people. I waved and said, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas! I did a lot of that. Merry Christmas! And I'll do a little wet. You can't see me at home, but I'm waving. I waved. A sore elbow, I waved so much.
Well, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I wish I'd seen it.
You wish you'd have gone to the Wetumpka Christmas parade?
Well, that wasn't on my bucket list.
Something tells me you're not telling the truth, Kim.
You know me very well.
Something tells me you're not telling the truth. Let's see. I actually have a non-politics piece I want to cover here.
Is it a fun piece?
Yeah, it is. I saw it in Slate. Slate.com. You ever read Slate?
I do not.
It's so far left, the Communist Daily Worker makes fun of it. But the headline caught my attention. The brilliant and sensible plan that would end NFL kickoffs forever and make football way more fun. This is cool. You want to know what it is?
Do tell.
Instead of putting a ball on a tee and kicking it at full speed and then having people run at full speed and crash into each other, what they would do is put the ball at the 30-yard line and say you have to go 15 yards to make a first down, or you can punt. Your call. So you get the ball at the 30 in a situation at the end of the game when you're trailing and you want. But some people actually would do well, and they say, 15 yards, I can make 15 yards half the time. So they start going for it all the time. I think it would totally open up the game of football. I'm a fan of it. This was invented by Greg Schiano. Greg Schiano, who was an average to below average college coach at Rutgers, a way below average NFL coach at Tampa Bay and is now, I think, a way below average coordinator somewhere. But this is the one cool thing he came up with. Kickbacks are boring. Kickoffs are boring. Kickoffs are totally boring. You don't like it. I thought it was a fun story.
I thought it was dumb.
I got a ton of news. I just thought I'd take a little break when I had a minute to kill before a break.
Well, you can do magic sometimes.
I like that. A 4th and 15 scenario. You get 15 yards, you get a first down. If not, you turn the ball over, or you can punt. I love it. So there's still the randomness that you can get a return for a touchdown. There's still a chance to go for it in the event you need to retain possession. I like it. I like it. And it'd be way better than watching some boring kickoff that gets touched back every time. We'll be back. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic. And you know you're the one.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure.
We are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
Guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our internet holiday specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention holiday special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
From the Fox Business Network, another volatile day on Wall Street as investors wait for the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting to wrap up on Wednesday. Home builders are feeling less optimistic about their business. The National Association of Home Builders' monthly confidence index declined in December. Its reading for this month is at the lowest level since May of 2015. Builders are blaming rising mortgage rates and higher prices for slipping confidence. The Jack in the Box fast food chain could be sold. Its shares are up 6%. The company says it's been talking with potential buyers. Jaina Partners owns part of Jack in the Box. Jaina is the company that owned part of Whole Foods and encouraged it to sell itself to Amazon. Blue Harbor Group is also a Jack in the Box part owner. The company previously sold its Qdoba chain to Apollo Global Management. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, it's hard to complain about the weather for the next couple of days. Today, a lot of sunshine around, a very mild day for December with a high temperature up to about 64. Tonight, partly cloudy, not too chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Another great day with sunshine dominating, high temperature in the middle 60s, not bad in December, right? Then low 60s on Wednesday, clouds will increase, chance of an afternoon shower. Rain becomes likely Wednesday night, Thursday and Thursday night, then turning colder Friday as the rain comes to an end. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. Good times.
All right, guys, welcome back.
I'll take the bad times.
One of my favorite Billy Joel songs.
I take you just the way.
What a soft and sweet song. 1979, Jack Campbell. You know what that means?
What does that mean, Baron?
That means it's as old as I am. It's 39 years old.
Well, I remember it well when it came out.
I don't remember it when it came out.
Yeah, sure as hell do.
I was an older man when it, the song was had aged well by the time I found out about it. Let's see here. Our number 272928. My man Riley Manning. Let me take a moment to tell you something. I walked out of my doors this morning to go for a run, and when I came back in from my run, you know, just I can't remember what time I left, 6 a.m. or whatever, 5:45. But it was dark when I left. And when I got back, the sun had come up, sweet magenta hues with that really soft, beautiful blue sky behind it. It was just the sun just starting to creep over the treetops. It was beautiful. I heard the first songbird singing as I rounded the last corner headed
He'd
home.
He'd been singing a long time.
Well, I hadn't heard him. I had headphones in. Anyway, so I come in. I'm walking up the walkway towards my house.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
You said, damn, those are good-looking dogs.
That's exactly what I said. I said, man, I'm so glad we hired Riley Manning to come out here. That is the best money I've ever spent on home improvement, period. I'm telling you, the guy's just a pro. He's a wizard. 50-plus years in the business. 50-plus years in the business. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. He's got trained professional painters, trustworthy guys. Some of them have been with him 25, 30, 35 years. He's just dynamite. He's just dynamite. So when you have the opportunity, get Riley on the phone. 799-1284, 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I got chastised at the break.
Tell me about it.
Not weighing in.
No, I didn't chastise you. It's just as soon as we went to the break, you start telling me all your opinions on the football story. It's like, well, Jack, much like the callers who called during the breaks and don't want to go on air, this is an on-air discussion.
I just don't like the rule that when you fair catch a kickoff, you get it on the 25. I like it on the 20.
Yeah,
it's
you know
more
why
challenging.
I know, but you know
keep
why they
keep from
that.
Getting hurt.
Well, yeah, they're trying to reduce the number of kickoff returns.
Yeah. Why do they care? You know, they've thrown a hell of a lot of flags this year, not just on targeting, but. Man.
It's getting out of control. Games are taking forever to finish. That game last night went on forever. It was like 11 o'clock before, didn't it?
Really?
I mean, imagine you're on Eastern time. How are you supposed to be say you're an Eagles fan and you grew up in suburban Philly and you got to be in school today. I mean, what, you watch the first quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, they're losing a whole generation of fans by having these games so late. I know they're collecting more revenue from middle-class beer-drinking, you know, white guys but who stay up late and watch this stuff and then drag ass into work the next day. I get that. But you're losing a whole next generation of fans starting World Series games at 9 o'clock at night. World Series used to be a day affair.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, or afternoon affair. All right, I'm just not ready to get into the
meat of the matter.
Well, I've got an interesting story here about a Washington Post reporter. I'll go ahead and talk about it, Dan. Who cares? All right, here's the headline. FBI and CIA told the Washington Post they doubted the key allegation in the Steele dossier. I noticed this the other day. I didn't mention it, but I sure noticed it. When Michael Cohen pleaded guilty and they said he's going to tell all, in the back of my mind, I thought, well, I guess we'll find out if he went to Prague or not. Remember, that was the key allegation in the Steele dossier, that Michael Cohen traveled to Prague, Czech Republic, and he met with Russians, and they arranged a secret payoff where the Trump campaign would pay the Russians for deep dirt and their assistance in helping to win. That was a key allegation in the dossier. I mean, other than the urinating on the sheets and all that stuff. The meat of the matter, I mean, that has nothing to do with election fixing. Michael Cohen, if he'd have traveled to Prague, that sure as hell would have something to do with election fixing, to meet with Russians. And that's the kind of stuff that when they put in the dossier, the federal court looked at and said, okay, well, if we have a campaign that's meeting with foreign countries and paying them money to assist in the campaign, maybe this is something we ought to look at. Michael Cohen has always insisted it wasn't true. Lanny Davis, no friend of Donald Trump, a ultra-left-wing Clinton and Obama supporter.
Right.
Who is Michael Cohen's personal lawyer. It's always bad when your lawyer needs lawyers. But he's his personal lawyer. He said he didn't go to Prague. Now, in an October event we're learning 2 months ago, Greg Miller of the Washington Post, Pulitzer Prize winning Greg Miller. How many of those? It seems like everybody's got a Pulitzer. Why don't I have one? Everybody else has one. Now they're handing them out. Everybody gets a Pulitzer. I want one. Anyway. Pulitzer Prize winning Greg Miller told an audience at an October event that the FBI and CIA did not believe that former longtime Trump attorney Michael Cohen visited Prague during the 2016 election to pay off Russia-linked hackers who stole email from key Democrats. This according to a report in the Daily Caller. Here's the quote from Greg Miller. We talked to sources at the FBI and CIA and elsewhere. They don't believe that ever happened. Now, it would have been nice if Greg Miller would have printed that in the Washington Post. I don't even know why he's saying it. He said they sent reporters to every hotel in Prague, to all over the place, trying to figure out if he was ever there, and we came away empty. He didn't put that in his book he wrote about it. He didn't put it in the Washington Post, because that would tend to exonerate Trump.
Right.
You know, if you have exculpatory evidence in a court of law, if the prosecution has exculpatory evidence, they have to give it to you. They have to give it to you. So if this was a court case and the prosecution comes up aces in their attempt to put you in Prague, and they can't locate you there, they have to tell you that. They have to say, well, we did. We visited every hotel in Prague. Nobody saw him. There was no evidence of it. And these key investigators said they don't believe he was there. And then you would be able to use that in your defense. But you'll notice neither the CIA nor the FBI, even though they discussed it privately with the reporter for the Washington Post, neither the CIA nor the FBI thought fit to mention it publicly. Nor did the reporter with whom they spoke. Nobody thought to mention that Cohen wasn't actually in Prague, despite the fact that everybody assumed he was there because it was in the Steele dossier. When by everybody, I mean all the never-Trumpers in the Republican Party and every Democrat. They all thought he was there. It's odd they didn't report it when they weren't able to tie him there, because it tends to undermine the entire dossier. It tends to undermine the entire reason for getting a Title I warrant on Carter Page. It tends to undermine everything about the Trump-Russia collusion madness. So I wondered, because they were going to have that tell-all interview with Michael Cohen. He was going to go on ABC. He was going to really spill the beans. You notice something else I've noticed?
What?
He doesn't report to prison until March. He got convicted and doesn't go to prison for 3 months. What do you reckon he's going to do in those 3 months?
Bash Trump all over the country.
Everywhere he can go. Which is probably why they delayed this.
Sure.
Reporting to prison for 3 months. Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, vehemently denied one day after he pleaded guilty in the New York case that Cohen had ever been to Prague. Here's his quote. 13 references to Mr. Cohen are false in the dossier. He has never been to Prague in his life. I'm not off my hypothesis that Mueller might be a decent actor. I'm not off of it. But man, things like this make me wonder.
I know.
Man, things like this make me wonder. I just wonder, Jack. I just wonder. Who's this?
Ann.
Ann, you're on the air.
I just wanted to call and wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Ann. That's a perfect use of these airwaves. I will accept any Merry Christmases over the air.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
Happy New Year, too.
Same to you, Ann.
Ann makes me so happy. Makes me want to play a Christmas song.
What kind of a song?
A Christmas song.
Crumble?
I might play Holly Jolly Christmas or something.
From Burl Ives?
Yeah, Noah and Bradley. Why would we not?
Burl Ives, what a piece of work.
What a name.
Well, he played Big Daddy in Cat on a Hot Tin.
Can you call me Burl from now on? From now on, I want to go by Burl. Burl the Grand Mufti. That's a hell of a name. That's a strong name. Imagine someone calls you, pick up, Burl. Burl here. Burl, go. I mean, you could really bully people around.
I got a Burl on my butt.
That's a boil, Jack.
Oh. You know,
and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Yes, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. This Christmas, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. $100, just $100. 14 karat, that's right, 14 karat, white, yellow, or rose, diamond solitaire necklace in a bezel setting, Tiffany style. Unbelievably gorgeous, $100. Diamond earrings and bezels, $200. Or a triple bezel necklace for $300. Whatever your dream is, we have it at Marguerite's. We'll make it for you, and we'll do it by Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. We're open at least till 7 till Christmas. Come see us.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rudolph,
Right, welcome back in 9 minutes, 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Excuse me, 10:52 here in the studio. Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsors of hour number two of this program every day, by the way. Alabama Home Mortgage, very, very generous sponsors of hour number two. And let me tell you something real quickly. A lot of these sponsors, these are people I use. You know what I mean? I use these sponsors, and so I can vouch for them. ASE Credit Union, Mr. Sandman, Riley Manning, Alabama Home Mortgage, no exception. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, of course, you guys know. Heirloom. Guys, I go to these places. I visit these people. I use these services. I can vouch for them in a personal capacity. Alabama Home Mortgage, no exception. I sleep in a house every night that Alabama Home Mortgage helped put me in. And I could not be more overwhelmingly thankful for Kim Williams and her staff and what they do. They're like friends. I mean, guys, you feel like you walk out of there, you feel like a better person. You really do. Great, great people, great staff. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. It's easy to get in touch with, 567-4223. Easy to fill out the application. Either, you know, answer a few simple questions over the phone or jump on the website, alahomemortgage.com, and figure it out. Check them out on Facebook, Alabama Home Mortgage. You'll find it. Alabama Home Mortgage, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. I got three stories here. What order do I want to come in? All right, here's one. Trump is working, supposedly, behind the scenes to extradite to Turkey a guy named Fethullah Gulen. A lot of you in the crowd say, who cares about Fethullah Gulen? I think that's how you pronounce it. Fethullah, maybe. Fethullah Gulen.
Seriously?
Fethullah Gulen is seriously going to get extradited.
Oh, seriously? I hope he doesn't get executed.
Fethullah Gulen. Now, you guys might say, well, who cares about Fethullah Gulen? There's a local tie to this, believe it or not.
Local meaning?
Montgomery, Alabama.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. Turkish President Erdogan wants Fethullah Gulen extradited to Turkey.
You're making all this up.
No. This is true. Oh, yeah. He wants Fethullah Gulen extradited to Turkey to face charges for trying to overthrow the Turkish government. Fethullah Gulen presently lives in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, United States of America. That's where he currently lives, in the Keystone State. You know it was the Keystone State?
Yes, I did.
How'd you know that?
Because New Jersey's a garden state.
But that didn't have anything to do with the Keystone State.
Oh, okay.
The flag has a keystone on it. I'm just telling you. All right. While in Argentina recently, according to someone who is familiar with the conversation. While in Argentina recently, Trump allegedly told Turkish dictator Erdogan they were working on extraditing Fethullah Gulen and other people to answer charges under Turkish law. They've already been charged under Turkish law. They're hiding out in the United States. Now, what's the local tie here, Jack?
Bates.
Bates what?
House of Turkey.
Different type of Turkey.
Talk about
the nation Turkey.
Oh, okay.
The Turk people.
Oh, Turkish.
Turkish people.
Oh, not
like
okay.
Where Turkish Delight came from.
Okay.
You ever had Turkish Delight?
You know, a little candy.
Yeah. It's like a gummy candy kind of chewy. It's got powdered sugar on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You like it?
Yes.
Those people are big into dates.
Oh, I love dates. I have medjool dates at home right now on the shelf. I love medjool dates.
Really?
Yeah, except the ones I got at Costco aren't the best I've ever had.
Ooh.
They taste like a chemical residue on them or something.
Well, do they work on you?
Line four, that doesn't sound right.
Do they work on you like...
Oh, pins? I don't care about all that working on me business. I like them because they're delicious. A good date, a medjool date... Pause the story on turkey for a second. A good medjool date, preserved properly, tastes like a pile of sugar rolled up in honey coated in sugar.
Yeah, it's got kind of a honey taste.
Yeah, they're so sweet, but they got a little honey taste to them, and the fruit is just really, really good. It's like a big raisin, but it's sweeter, way sweeter, none of that awful, weird raisin flavor.
The old Liggers Bakery that used to be in Normandale had date bars.
Oh, yeah. You know what I really like?
Kind of like a crummy coat on the outside, and they were like dates.
You know what my favorite is? You can get them at health food stores sometimes. dates that are like gushed up and rolled up in coconut. So you get the coconut flakes on the flakes on the outside. Anyway.
Okay, back
Trump to- allegedly told Erdogan they were working on extraditing Gulen to go face charges where he probably will be killed if he goes back to Turkey. And Trump knows this. The local tie. Montgomery, Alabama is home, allegedly, to a charter school that's about to get off the ground at some point. It was supposed to get off the ground 2 years ago. They screwed around. It was supposed to get off the ground last year. They screwed around. I have no idea what they're doing.
Is this a Bob Riley deal?
I'm sure somehow he's probably.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Is this one Charlotte Meadows is involved?
Yeah, same thing. Charlotte Meadows Charter School is managed, allegedly. This is my understanding. I'm free to correction here, but I think I'm right on this. I'm 99.9% sure I'm right on this. Her charter school is going to be managed by Turkish Muslim Fethullah Gulen, who has a
who's hiding out in the United
who has a charter school empire. Fethullah Gulen does. He has a charter school empire in the United States. He really does. That's how he makes his money. He's got all. This is a legit. This is a Turkish cleric, a Muslim activist, and we're going to have a Muslim
he's gonna
activist.
Be running our school?
Yes, he's going to be running our charter school, Fethullah Gulen. Fethullah, by the way, F-E-T-H-U-L-A-H, Fethullah. Fethullah Gulen. It's a fun name to say.
How do you spell Gulen?
G-U-L-E-N. They're Gulen schools, though, they called them. And Montgomery School is going to be a Gulen school. My understanding, unless they've changed it. At one point it was. And I asked her about it, and she didn't deny it. So this is original reporting.
Seriously.
Serious. I'm dead serious. Fethullah Gulen is going to be running our schools. He's the 77-year-old Erdogan blamed over the past decade for creating a, quote, shadow government to plot his overthrow, used him as a scapegoat to unleash an unprecedented crackdown on all domestic opposition, became an even more contentious figure in Turkey after Erdogan accused him of orchestrating an attempted military coup in 2016 from his Pennsylvania compound. Gulen denies having any role in the putsch. No word yet whether a beer hall was involved, but I've always been amazed at this.
Well, I'm so skeptical.
I've always been amazed that we have a Turkish Muslim cleric charter school coming to Montgomery, Alabama.
Don't get people all stirred.
These are facts, Jack. These are facts. Is a Gulen school, is my understanding. A Fethullah Gulen school.
I thought it was Gulen free. Oh, that's gluten.
It's a bread alternative they have there. It's a Fethullah Gulen free. I want a Gulen free school. I do. I don't want Muslim radical Muslim clerics.
Does it go up to sixth grade?
I don't want radical Muslim clerics running Montgomery school system. I'm sorry.